Victims of a multi-billion-dollar cryptocurrency scheme labelled a scam want the government to step in, but after meeting people who invested in it, the Commerce Commission has decided not to investigate, Mackenzie Smith reports.
People who put money into OneCoin tell a familiar story. A trusted friend or family member promising a lucrative investment. But with authorities labelling it a fraudulent pyramid scheme, for many, those promises turned out to be lies and their money was lost. One woman who invested more than $5,000 says she was convinced by a work colleague she trusted like a sister.
I did think it was too good to be true, but she told me that she'd seen it with her own eyes, how people were buying houses, cars.
The Belgium-based OneCoin is one of the highest-profile cryptocurrency schemes and has lured investors worldwide. American authorities last year charged several of its leaders with fraud. But in New Zealand, authorities have struggled to grapple with the scheme's opaque structure. The victim RNZ spoke to says following her complaints, Commerce Commission investigators met her last July.
It was very frustrating for him and his partner when they both came out here because they had to get approval from their legal department to go ahead with the investigation. And he said also that due to the lack of OneCoin victims coming forward to report what had happened to them, it was very difficult.
A Commerce Commission spokesperson says it found OneCoin was no longer operational and decided not to proceed with an investigation. Victim statements indicate the cryptocurrency was mostly active in 2015 and 2016. Often the investments were substantial. One victim says his mother invested $88,000 of their family's money. And last year, RNZ reported an Auckland church being investigated by Internal Affairs invested $3.5 million into OneCoin in case its assets were frozen. Bell Gully Special Counsel and cryptocurrency expert Campbell Pentney says tracking down these sorts of schemes is hard work.
That money will probably have been moved deliberately quite some time ago through a very, very sort of complex web, and you're dealing with officials in other countries. You're trying to access information. You're trying to find people that may have vanished or disappeared.
Mr. Pentney says a Financial Markets Authority warning in 2018 isn't enough.
What needs to be done is to have perhaps more targeted education programs, particularly looking at the demographics or the communities that tend to be targeted by these types of arrangements.
The Commerce Commission says it will undertake public awareness work around the dangers of investing in schemes like OneCoin. For Morning Report, Mackenzie Smith.